Starting this week, a new law aimed at curbing Nevada's growing opioid crisis will require doctors to educate patients about the risks of using those drugs. It will also limit how much medication can be given for each prescription. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
Unanimously passed by lawmakers and signed by the governor earlier this year, the Controlled Substance Abuse Prevention Act went into effect January 1st. Essentially, the law will now require doctors to highlight the inherent risks associated with taking prescription opioids like oxycodone, codeine, and morphine. Stephanie Woodard is with the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health.
There's absolutely a need for these medications when they're medically necessary and clinically appropriate. But we also realize that there are real risks, and those need to be mitigated and managed as much as possible.
The measure also provides a plan for how doctors can prescribe the medication. For first-time patients with acute pain, physicians can only write a prescription for 14 days with one refill available. If a doctor deems it medically necessary to prescribe a medication for a longer period of time, they will be required to go through additional hoops. Those include providing an evidence-based diagnosis, entering into a prescription medication agreement with the patient, completing a risk abuse assessment, and reviewing the patient's prescription drug monitoring report every 90 days during treatment. To top it off, doctors will no longer be able to write prescriptions for longer than 365 days. Elisa Monroy, a political analyst with the governor's office, helped draft the legislation.
No patient should receive any more than 365 days worth of a medication in any rolling 365-day period.
Nevada is among 17 states that have enacted similar legislation in recent years. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.